Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center here in Miami, Florida. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area. Back behind me, the hurricane specialist looking at the latest information. And we have a new advisory for 4 p.m. Central Time. The latest information on Hurricane Laura, 80-mile-an-hour wind, so a little stronger than before, 990 millibars on the pressure. And right now, 510 miles southeast of Galveston, moving west-northwest at 17 miles an hour. So let's go ahead and take a look, starting off with the satellite image here. You can see the center rotation. You can see the center rotation located right about there. And a couple things to notice here. You're starting to see some of this upper level clouds coming out of the top of the storm. So it's starting to breathe, so to speak. So that indicates we're getting it to a stronger, more structured system here. And we do continue to move this system in the latest forecast towards the north, towards the upper Texas and Louisiana coast. Let's look at that brand new forecast that's just now coming out with those 80 mile an hour winds. And you can see right around the center, some of those winds stretching well out, expanding from the center since the last advisory. So getting out about over 180 miles away from the center. So that really shows you really can't concentrate just on that center. You have to start thinking about the large area of impact. So let's go through the timing here, forecasting to continue to strengthen, becoming a major hurricane. In other words, a Cat 3 hurricane by the time we get really close to the coast. This right here is 1 p.m. Wednesday, 1 a.m. Thursday. Now, very important, we get landfall pretty close early in the morning hours on Thursday, but those impacts are going to get there early because you can already see how large that wind field is. So if you draw that same circle around each one of these points, you can see how the wind gets there early. The storm surge, the rain bands get there well before the center. So something to watch out for as this approaches the coast. Now, with time, a strong hurricane like this, even inland, when it moves fairly quickly, even 1 p.m. on Thursday, still a hurricane forecast right on the Texas-Louisiana border there in East Texas and also in western Louisiana. Still a storm moving into Arkansas. A lot of rain. You're going to have those winds, and that can knock down trees and cause some significant issues with power as well. Let's talk about those impacts. Right here is one way to look at it. The rainfall, significant amounts of rainfall. This red area here, some areas 10 to 15 inches of rain. In orange there, 6 to 10 inches. But notice right along that path, when we looked at that path of the storm, right along the center and to the right-hand side, you see some of the high rainfall amounts. So flash flooding potential throughout not just coastal, but through sections of North Louisiana, Shreveport, even look at into Arkansas, all the rainfall that you get in that location. Life-threatening storm surge also forecast here as we look at this. This is a very dangerous situation. You have to listen to those local officials. If they tell you to get out of these areas, you got to get out because these values are life-threatening. Let's look at some of these. Bolivar Peninsula, just some examples, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. That's above ground. Galveston Bay, 3 to 5, and look at this, 9 to 13 feet, 7 to 11 feet. And that's from Sea Rim State Park in Texas, all the way over to Morgan City. A very dangerous situation associated with the storm surge, not just coastal, but it can get inland as well. So that's the latest update on Hurricane Laura from right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.